we are in Sif Ches. I'd just like to mention one thing. We had mentioned yesterday the Tshuvos van Haggis that says the proper way to make ituf on a talus is that the top of the talus should reach the eyes, and the bottom of the talus, which he's covering his body, so he covers the, from the nose on with the talus. The talus, that's the ituf, so he's covering horizontally the front chelik of the body and part of his face till the nose, and that is the ituf. I saw in Piskei Tshuvos today, we had mentioned yesterday the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is not mashma like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'shas ha'tifa mechasa roishay batalis ad sheyagiyah apiv. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah would seem that the talis reaches the mouth. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down the proper way that the Tshuvos van Haggis says, but he says there are many poskim that hold that the ituf, that the top chelik of the talus should reach the mouth, and he explains, so where the ituf Yishmaelim, they wouldn't see where they're going, so he said, he brings down that is not necessarily true. Number one, because the talus is loose, it's in front of him, so he can see, Teich Daladamis, he can see. And many Yishmaelim, because of the sand dunes, they used to cover their eyes. And Al Kaponim, they were able to see in front of them. So Al Kaponim, there is a Mekoyah, to make the Ituf, and that's the Pashas of the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that the one can make the top of the talus till the teh. The bottom of the talus also, I don't know how then they make the bottom of the talus, if that it just goes underneath the ponim, or it also goes to the, that I don't know. But let us go a little further. Sif Gimel. Talisos ktanim shalonu. The talisos ktanim that we have, shalonu noigim lilbois, af al pi she'ein behem ituf. That means, like this, it says there's ituf harosh. The ikar ituf is the ikar ituf harosh that the rosh is covered. The guf is covered, the rosh is covered, that's the ikar ituf. Then there's an ituf of Yishmaelim, that one is completely wrapped around with the talus. But that's why a talus godol, we can have a complete ituf. Talisa is ktanim shalonu, shalonu neigim lubayish, the talisa is ktanim that we wear, Afalpi she'ein behem ituf. I mean, the levisha of the talus cotton is only to cover the goof. The talus is not at all made to make ituf harosh. Yaitzim behem yidei chayvas sittis. One can be yaitzim, that means, since al kaponim it has a toiras beged, so one can be yaitzim the chayvas sittis, even though there is no ituf harosh at all. That's what the Mechaber says. But then the Mechaber continues, V'toiv would be preferable, laniach oisoi al roishoi. He should take the talus cotton, and he should put it on his head. Rochboi likoi mosoi, the roichiv of the talus should be spread out towards his height. That means, let's say, for example, that this is a talus cotton, This is the talis called. This is the oirecha talis, and this is the roicheba talis. So since a talis is more flexible, tereged, so we'll drape a little bit in front and in back over his head. That's the roicheb of the talis. The width of the talis will drape over his face, the front and in the back. Then he'll make ituf. So he'll make ituf, he'll take the two tzitzis on one side and put it over his shoulder. That would be the ituf that one can make with a talis cotton. So what did he do? He accomplished that he put it over his head. It's draping over his head. Now make an ituf around his neck. That is the ituf that one can make with a talis cotton. And the Mechaber says, V'toy, so that's what the Mechaber says, V'toy v'laniach oisoy al roishoy, he should take this talis cotton, put it on his head, roch boy, the width of the talis cotton, l'koy mosoy, he should be going towards the height of the person, and he should like cover the face, or some a little bit more than that, l'isatim boy, v'yamayit, כך מאותב לפוחס להילוך דלדמס, ואחר כך ימשכנו מעל ראש, and then we'll take it off the top of his head, ויאלבישן and we'll wear the talus cotton the way he normally wears it. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Talus cotton.
Yes. Is it the front, back, or you don't...
What do you mean? You're taking this side? Oh, the talus cotton? Oh, the talus cotton. So you have the talus cotton going this way. Let's say the length is going towards the length of the body. The width of the talus cotton is draping over your face and the back of your face. It doesn't go too far. And perhaps it will go down to your neck, and then the two tzitzis, which are on this side, you'll put around your neck like a scarf. That's what you're going to do with the talus cotton.
In other words, you left the whole thing behind your back.
Not the whole thing. You put it there. The whole, avoid the hole. But go next to the hole. And that's how you can do it. Let us see the Mishnah below it. Talisa is ktanim. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about a problem that other people wear small talisa is ktanim. I remember I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, he said that one buys a small talis cotton for a small boy, and when the boy grows up, it seems he's growing, but the talus cotton remained the same size, but not like we were in the midbar, that the begodim grew together with them. And he said something very interesting, perhaps which was unique, an hug of his. He said two very interesting unhuggers that he did with his children. He said, Kozman, they could not wear a sheer talus cotton, a minimum sheer. He never wore them a talus cotton. So they went without talasim ktan. He held one that they're capable of wearing the minimum sheer of a talus cotton. Then he bought them a talus cotton. And then he said a second thing. He said he never taught them brochis till he was assured that he won't make the brochis in the bathroom. He says, if they're going to make the broch in the bathroom, they're going to say, broch, atash, broch, atash. He says, lo yigil lechinach broches. He says, when they know how to respect a broch, and they'll say a broch not in the bathroom, then he taught them broches. He says, like this, he used to go around like goyim and shkotzim without saying broches. Well, kaponim, but this is a very important yisod. Who sheyesh boi shia. There has to be a shia. Sha'akotn ben tes shonim yiskasa boy roishay v'ruboy, which means we'll have a 9-year-old, we'll come to numbers in a minute, we'll have a 9-year-old, and the 9-year-old is standing up, so if you'll have this talus cotton, and you'll take the talus cotton in the length, you put it by his head, and it'll go down. So if this will cover his head, well, I mean the length, he's not covered, it's in front of him. If this will be the length of this talus cotton, will cover his head and roiv gufoi. So you have to have, however tall he is, so roiv gufoi, the head and roiv gufoi. So mamela, that is the minimum shear of a talus cotton. And later we can see the Mishnah Brura says, al kaponim, it should be 3/4 of an amma. So if we will be machmer, that would say an amma is 24 inches, which halachically it's less, so then it would be 18 inches. It should be 3/4 of an amma on each side, and this is an amma and a half. That means roshe v'ruboy is an amma and a half. So that means 36 inches, let's say. That's roshe v'ruboy shel cotton. And it comes out on each side, there's 3/4, when you put it on, there's 3/4 of an amma. That's a minimum shear. And the cheshbon is, you need these two, I found them of measurement. The godel ben yud gimel shonim al kaponim, you have a godel of a mitzvah bocha lo yisbayish, lo tseis boi ba'akroi bochoi. That means he would wear this talus cotton without a shirt. He would go outside, he would feel he's covered. So that means, so that gives it a shame, ksus, a shame, levush, and that's the minimum shirch, lakama besimen tesvav, ayin shom b'mishtabur. Yaitzim ba'em. So the Mechaba first said, our talisis ktanim, that we wear, even though there's no ituf in the levishim, you don't put it over your head, by us, our begotten are to cover the goof. We don't necessarily cover that with it. So this is called a beggar. But he says there would be a hiddur of a toy. Laniach oisei aloishei rochboi lekaimosei. Mu'utav ktei lotzeis nami das ha-soibrin deminen daske itur. Others hold that by a beggar shall titzis you need dafke itov. V'nire da noigim shlevoris klal ola talus kotten, rak poitrin oise bebiches a talus kotten, in tzor klal is atepoi, vay bemogen avlam bebir agot. It says like this. If you're making a broche, we'll see others made lehis atev and a talus kotten also, then it is preferable to make itof, this itof, what he said. But if lamaisi, you do not at all make a broch on the talus cotton, you're part of the talus cotton you're wearing with your talus godel, so then it's bachlal, it's not necessary to make this itof, what the Mechaba mentioned. The achakach, the kakpeide, the eis levisha. The afilu the Mechaba that said you make this itof, that stavka, when you put it on, you make an itof, and later you wear it normally. The whole itof is b'shas levishim. Siv dalit, machzer shtei tzitziyos lefonov, there should be 2 tzitzis in the front, u'shtayim la'achov, and 2 tzitzis in the back, kidei sheyehei mesuvov b'mitzvahs. He should be surrounded with mitzvahs, that the front and the back should be surrounded with mitzvahs. Test. Nogu lasis atoro michatichas meshi. Now, the minig is that they make on the top of the talus an atoro, that means showing that this is the front of the talus. Well, he's not speaking about a silver atore. He's speaking about a atore made out of a piece of silk, lechimen. And what is the purpose of this atore? Asimim she'oisin tzitzis shelefonov yilo'olam lefonov כמו שאמרו חז"ל, קרש שזוכה בצופים, היו לאילם בצופים. So memele, this is a Indian as follows. That means by the kroshim of the Mishkan, there were simonim that each keresh that was put in a certain mokim, every time they were mamed the Mishkan, each keresh had, and there was simonim on the kroshim, once you know each keresh was in that mokim that it was the day before, and the first time it was put up. And it seems, let us say, there is a chshivis of tzofim over dorim. Let's speak about the Mishkan for 1 minute. We see kotzei kadoshim ishchitosim batzofim. That means the tzofim was more choshuv. We see the shchitas kotzei kadoshim was mitzofim. So you had a keresh that when Moshe Rabbeinu put down the kroshim, it was on tzofim. So it had this mile of being on the tzad sofen of the Mishkan. So we wanted to ensure that we shouldn't, it was zeicha to this mile, we're talking about kroshim, it was zeicha to this mile, it should constantly have this mile. So there was a simen, the kroshim which were put down b'tzofen should always be b'tzofen. So therefore, when we have a talis, and we are wearing a talis, there are two tzitzis in the front, two tzitzis in the back. So the tzitzis in the front, mistama, are more choshuv than the tzitzis in the back of the person. We see when he says Baruch Shammah, he takes the tzitzis in the front. Others hold by the pasha tzitzis. You also only take the tzitzis in the front, the chilukei deis. But kaponim, the tzitzis in the front are more choshuv. So in order to remember, a talus is a square piece of material, and you can never know without a simen which is the front and which is the back. So it could very well be that once he puts on the top of the talus, and the other time he puts the bottom of the talus on his head, and he won't remember. So therefore, Nogo, there's a mini glasses a Torah to make to sew to the beggar a piece of silk material. The simen shoisam tzitzis shalafonav yiloilam lafonav k'mayshem ochazal keresh tzoche betzofen yiloilam betzofen. Bekisve arizal kosm shloy arizal makpedalze, and it seems that by the arizal so he still. It was no difference to him. He put the top of the talus on himself, the bottom of the talus on himself. He held, there's no chilek. Now, Agavuche, the Orcha Shulchan, speaks about the silver atoris, and he is very much against the silver atoris. He says, if you have a silver atoris, so it says it comes out that the Iker Shivis of the beggar is the silver atore. That's the Iker Shivis of the beggar. So he says, and theoretically, so that makes that it's a beggar of Kisi Harosh. That means you look at the beggar has two purposes. It covers the head, and then I have a silver atore. Then it covers the body without an atore. So the choshev chelik of the beged covers the head, and then the rest of the beged. So he says this makes it that we should consider the beged as a kisi avosh. That's tikka beged. It drapes the body also, but that's not tikka beged. So he says by doing this, it's potam in atzitzis, because a beged haroish is potam in atzitzis. You need a beged aguf. He says other people. So that's why they make the garter also of silver. Now we know pshat in that. He says, so, not only a beggar the rosh, it's a beggar that goof also in a silver garter. He doesn't hold too much of that tufa either. He says, better have a malakas of his own eitzel talish al tzema. So this whole thing was only based upon this inyan of the one should know which is the top of the beggar, which is the bottom. So Mamela, so he says, and that is sufficient a a piece of material sewn to the top, so now I know which is the top. Siv hei, mavorech lisatev b'tzitzis. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shvot tachas habeit. Hashvot. Now, the makor of this Mishnah Berurah is, tesvot, roiv achoinim. That was just said, roiv achoinim, hold, you say, b'tzitzis, it's not b'tzitzis. That's what we're speaking about over here. So, in Shuvis van Hoggis, he was very perplexed by this Leiv HaChoynim, and he took out a calculator and started counting the Choynim, the Seipitzitzis and Batzitzis. He got the Leiv the other way, so he didn't. So Al Kaponim, let us just say two things. Number one, the Bach is one of the early HaChoynim that say you should say Batzitzis. Now, what's Batzitzis is No, it's miyuchid. Behatzitzis. No. Lihisatev is the same thing. I'm being lihishik. Shonim is twice of lihisatev. So there's a mitzvah of itov, either with tzitzis or with the tzitzis. That's the translations. With the behatzitzis. So the Bach says it is preferable to say batzitzis, because he brings a Zayir HaKadosh. Zayir HaKadosh says, and it's very interesting, the Ramban also says, Pshat, the tachlis of mitzvah tzitzis is, Ure'isam oisoi, uzchartam is called mitzvah Hashem vasisam oisam. We'll see later, the Mechaba mentions this, that this is the kavoneh, the reason for wearing tzitzis. And we'll have later, there are a few mitzvahs that the Torah wrote the reason for the mitzvah. The tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, al-kaponim, there are a few mitzvahs that the Torah wrote the reason for the mitzvah. The mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah said, I know why I want you to wear tzitzis, was the isam or isoi, was chaltam is called mitzvah Hashem vasisa vaisa. That's what the pasuk says. Now, the Zayir HaKadosh and the Ramban of an oath, this, what's Ure'isam Oisoi? Oisoi is a Loshen Yochid. Should have said, you have tzitzis, Ure'isam Oisom, but not Oisoi. So the Ramban says this is going on the Chutzal Tcheles. The Chutzal Tcheles, and that Rashi brings down, that the Chutzal Tcheles is Doimel Liyam, Liam Daimel Rekia, Rekia Daimel Kisei Yaakovai, so Memele, Reisam Oisei Schaltam is Komets Vesashem. So the Zayir HaKadosh says that this color of Tcheles was the color of the Mokim Hadin Lemaila. And the Mokim Hadin Lemaila is a Mokim Hadin. When one gets up there, there's different mekaymus there, and there's a mokim hamishpot. The mokim hamishpot, the color of that mokim, the wallpaper, is tcheles. So when you look at this chut of tcheles, you should remember, this color should ring a bell, that the mokim hamishpot lemaila is also tcheles. So we have to remember this. So the Zayir HaKadosh says, the Zayir HaKadosh gives a murdik marshal. He says, the Zayir HaKadosh says, let us say a person is a son and a father. The son wants to do many things. The father is holding a strap. The son sees the strap. So seeing the strap is sufficient that he can restrain himself or what. He sees the strap. The strap is enough. He sees his father in front of him holding the strap. And all his desires become bottled because he knows he'll do something wrong. There's a strap. So the you just see this color trailers. You just remind yourself of the Mokim HaMishpot. You're going to go up and there's going to be a Mishpot. And then you realize it's not a Hefkevelt. So that is, so the Tachlis of Mitzvah Sittis is the Chutzel Trailers. That's what the Bach says, and the Rambam says that's a Risa Moisa. So therefore, the Bach says that the proper Nusach is Ashikishona b'mitzvah b'tzivona lehisatei b'tzitzis, with the tzitzis it means the chutzal trailer. We don't have trailers now, but al kaponim, that is the tzura of the mitzvah, that is the ikar of the mitzvah. So the Bach holds you say b'tzitzis, and other place can hold, we say, good sisters, and that's shot in this much later. That's right. That's 100% right. That's what the Bach says. And therefore he says, so in the bracha, when we make the bracha, we should mention the most important component of the tzitzis, which is the trailer. Yeah, that's what Ramban says. That's what Ramban says. That's a trailer. Yeah, that's the Rambam. That's right. So the Iker is what you said, the trailer. That's what the Bach says. So therefore, you should say Patsitsis. The Iker, the Tachlis is Patsitsis. Agavulche, the Haredim says, Ureisem Oisoi is a Loshem Uyereisem Oisoi. Same Oisoi is Risem, Yereisem is saying, That's the tachlis of the tzitzis. So al kapono, because that is the reason of the Bach, but it seems there are many poiskim that hold you could say b'tzitzis. Yeah. Now let's go a little further. Im shnayim ishloisha misafin betales ka'achas. If you have two or three people that are putting on together the talis, what's like ka'achas? Perish bepam achas, they're all putting it out together. Kulam mevochim. So all three will make a broche, we'll see. V'im rotsu, and if they prefer, echad mevorech, one will make the bracha, b'achayim yano amen, and the others will answer amen, and there'll be yitzah with his bracha. Now let us see exactly what the Mechaber is telling us. Ka'achas, perish, kol, echod, no, b'talas wudim, b'tvilin, b'chol b'chas ha-mitzvah. Ka'achas, perish, kol, echod, mis'atei, b'talas miyuchet. Each one is wearing a different house. Shabam achas nasu kolah tifis. They're making the tifis together. Lafuki. So if they're doing it, so here the Mechaber says two alternatives. If you want, each one can make a separate bracha. Ve'im rotsu, they can be one bracha. They'll all put it on together. So he says, Lafuki la'achik k'dei dibel b'chosei da'be'efsik. That means he said the ka'achas, if you want to be yoytzi of Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuben is making the broche, so al koponim, Shimon, and Levi, tesh k'dei dibel is the time to say three words, Shom, Alecha, Rebbe. Shimon, and Levi should start putting on the talus after his broche, the shatei betzitzis. Not the Shimon will be clothing and he says that the Betzitzis and the Shimon is clothing. But, puts on the, so he says it's La'acha k'dei dibur and L'chadchila by Bichas HaMitzvah Zikha, you have to be masmich the brocha to the mitzvah. So Memele, so therefore he mentioned Ka'achas. Pe'ezish kolach misata betalos miyuchad also b'pam achas nasa kolach tifis. L'afuki la'acha k'dei dibur l'b'chos yidah b'hefsik. If it will not be simultaneously, then zicha, each one should make a separate broch. Ben lekamus amareish v'obsidim. Ve'im rotzu, miloshen zeh mashme. Now it would seem that if they want, they could be yaitzah with one bracha. But it would seem from the Mechaber, preferably, all two should make, we're talking about two or three people, preferably, the two should make separate brachas, but if they want, one can be yaitzah with the other. Miloshin zeh mashma de yaisa taib shekulam yavoch. U be'emes adarabe lechatchile yaisa taib she'echod yavoch v'yaitzi yes acherim mishon berov am adras melech fakert is a mile of that what this one broche is mighty a rov am so that means that's more choshev. One bracha to a rabbim is more choshev than separate brachas. Uch lekama b'sem reis tzadik resif yedalit. Ach leinogu achshav kem. The minig is not like that. The minig is everyone makes the bracha separately. Rav shem yishim she'elek ol bekiyim miskav lo tzisa lo hoitzi. That means if each one will be moitzi him, so yes, if kavanah to be moitzi, and the Shema has to come up on the Lotse, so you run into problems. So perhaps that is why it is perhaps preferable to that each one should make a separate bracha. The deal should make some Mirdike Diuk over here. We hear that the Mishnah Berurah is speaking about yes, Akash would be preferable that one should make a bracha for the others, but Ovam Hadras Melech. No, he says a reason, but since it's problematic, that's why it's better the other way. Now, how many Yidin do you need to make Barov Am Hadras Melech? So he says, we're speaking about two or three people. So we see a Moira de Kechidish, that if Reuven will make a bracha for himself and Shimon, that's called Barov Am Hadras Melech. That's called Barov Am. You don't need a minion. You don't need three. Two people are also enough. But the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag olam is not like this because we're afraid that they won't be mechaven to be yaitzah or be mitzi. This is the same minyan some of our kiddush. Others the mekadish is mitzi the olam, and you will have this b'raivam hadras melech, and taking consideration that they'll be mechaven to be yaitzah. In other places, each one makes kiddush separately, perhaps of this chashash of maybe there won't be mecham. V'yaisim, he said. Nice is a bigger kiddush. So, first he said that you have two people, one, and both are putting on talaisim, so one can be made see the second. V'yaisim, he said, da'afilim ha'mavorech kvar yotzo la'atzmoy. The mavorech already put on the talus. Oisheini misat v'koch. He's not wearing a talus whatsoever. Yochel lahoitzi acherim b'vilchosei. Amorah dekedin. There's a din of kol Yisrael areibim zelozet. So that means you have 10 people, let's say the one that put on talisis, perhaps they don't know the bracha properly, and there's an 11th person who knows the bracha. He's not wearing a talus at all. Says Rabbi Sai, have a zinn to be yaitz with my bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, shekishanu and twice one only satay petzitzus. He's just holding his siddur. That's all. And there are masatay petzitzus are also yaitz because how can he make a bracha? I'll call Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh, which means that I do not only have a responsibility to wear tzitzus myself. I'm responsible to see that another Yid should also wear tzitzis. So if I'm responsible for Yankel, Berl, and Chaskel, so that means there's still a chiyuv tzitzis on me, even though I pronounce tzitzis, but I'm bechuyim to see that Yankel should wear tzitzis and Berl should wear tzitzis. So memele, so I'm bechuyim in their levishas, I can make a bracha for that because it's my chiyuv. That's kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazeh. But that he's not putting on tzitzis, he's just nimaitzi yene, then he should be a boki. And then he doesn't want to make the broch himself, then I'm maitzim. Kosev a prima goda. Im kamo anoshim konu talisim chadoshim. You have a lot of people, they bought a new talis gozel. also behem tzitzis, they put tzitzis on it, lebichu shechiyonu. They did not make a shechiyonu. The mevolchim itof rishen kemavu besimin chof beis. Nehei dechel yochel avoich lisatis bishvil kulam, avu bichu shechiyonu kolechot ba'atma yevoich. Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. When a person buys a new talis, and he puts on the talis the first time, so he makes a shechiyonu of the beged, not of the mitzvah. So he got a new beged, he got a new talis, just like a person gets a new suit. He makes a shechiyonu. The other suit don't make a shechiyonu. It's not a simcha, but a pishul chanoch, he got a new suit, he made a shechiyonu. It's a simcha. You got a new talis, you make a shechiyonu. A gavuch is a talis cotton, it's not a beged choshev, you don't make a shechiyonu. But so now we're talking about three people went, they bought new talis, mamish merdik, a new talis, and then they all put it on together, and they wanted that Yanko knows how to make a brocha with kavon, and so Yanko, be maitios, chetkol, vero, you make the brocha for us. So he's going to make the brocha. So what with the shechiyonu? So the prima gon said, no, the shechiyonu, you have to make for yourself. So the dirshu brings down what's the chilek, and let's ask a pertinent question. When it comes to tkiya shayfer, so the Baal Takeh makes the birchas hamitzvahs, he makes the shechiyonu, and all of a sudden, he'll make the lisatim, and you make the shechiyonu. So he says a beautiful chilek. He says the shechiyonu the Baal Takeh is making is the simchas. Shechiyonu is eichet the mekayim mitzvahs tkiya shayfer. He has this simcha, all the shaymim have this simcha, so it's a common shechiyonu. So he can make a shechiyonu for everyone. When three people are putting on three talesim, new talesim, the shechiyonu of Yankel is because he has a new talis. That what Berel has a new talis, he doesn't have Berel simcha. So Memele, Berel has a simcha what Yankel doesn't have. So therefore, on the simcha Berel should make his own shechiyonu. And let's just finish the seed, Yanu Amin. After Balav, they should have the half Balav, and say, Lani, come, Acha, Kol, Broche, Bikom, Okim, Bezu, Sherei, Tzalot, Seif, Bo, I want to be Yait with his Broche, Chiyib, Yais, and Shemei, Bezu, Bepoil, Shemiskam, Lot, Seif, Bo. Me, Bidi, Yavid, Afil, Yonu, Amin, Yotzach, Bekamon, Bessim, and Reishit, Gimel, Sipeis.